This is Doug Miller. Jerusalem, I have something to say to you. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I wish I could spare you what's coming, but I cannot. Know this, that glory and honor and beauty beyond your imagination waits for you on the other side of the deep waters you're going to go through. Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best, and he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and we are privileged to be back one more time with you this side of eternity with the Word of God in hand to know surely and certainly that this is going out and people will listen and lives will be changed and some of you will be saved. I have no idea who or where or how many, but I'll see you at the throne of God in that great coming day. Bring your Bibles. Come along. We are going to begin the 12th chapter of Zechariah this morning at verse 1, chapter 12, verse 1. Call a friend. Tell them to listen in as well. Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this word go out as far out as we can get it to as many as we can get it out to. And to that end, we must have the support and prayers of the saints of God. If you are not praying for Dialogue, why not? Please, if you have any interest in this ministry at all, please pray for Dialogue. Pray that the word will go forth unfettered. Pray that people will listen. Pray that the Holy Spirit will take this word and, like an arrow set to a bow, send it into the hearts of those out there. Pray that the darkness cannot and will not squelch or put out the light. Pray for Dialogue. I beg you. And, of course, tell others about us. You're the only advertisers we have, and we would love to hear from you. I say that every week only because it's true. If we can be of any help to you at all, if you want to ask questions or make comments or whatever, write to us. Dialogue, P.O. Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. If you didn't get that, keep your writing materials handy. And Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. Now, if you wish to email, you can do that, too. We've got an email address. That's Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, at sbcglobal.net. Okay? Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. And also, want to pull down our webpage? That's Dialogue Ministries, all small letters, all one word, .org. All small letters, all one word, .org, Dialogue Ministries. And finally, you want to call and talk to me? Great. Be glad to talk to you. Our telephone number is area code 405-535-9089. That is area code 405-535-9089. You will get a recording, and you leave a message, and I'll get back with you. Now, one other little announcement before we get into the Word of God. Dialogue Ministries will be holding its annual conference. We have a conference every year, and we are going to do this along with the support and help, not just of Dialogue Ministries, but the Christians at Guthrie Gospel Chapel up in Guthrie, Oklahoma, are going to throw in with us on this and help us out. And this conference will be held on March the 29th. March the 29th. So not too long. Saturday. That's a Saturday. We will begin at 10 in the morning. And we will continue on until that afternoon. The subject we will be dealing with is the blessed hope. That is the coming of the Lord for His church. The blessed hope. Once again, Guthrie, March 29, 10 o'clock in the morning, and we will hold this at Highland Park, at the Highland Park Hall, which is indoors there. Plenty of room for all. Come along, and we will be talking more about this in the weeks to come. So come out, spend the day with us, and in the Word of God, I think you will find it profitable. All right, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1. What a chapter this one is. This is absolutely, I think, astounding. And before we get into it, I want you to take a look at the nation of Israel and the nation and the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killing the prophets and stoning those that are sent to you, said the Lord Jesus. How often would I have gathered together gathered you together as a hen does her chicks under her wings, but ye would not. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. Ye shall not see me again until you cry, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now that's the end of chapter 23 of Matthew's gospel. And that tells you certain things. The house of the Lord, your house is left to you desolate. That can only be referring to the temple. That can only be referring to the temple. Interestingly enough, when the Lord Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple, he said, take these things hence. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise. But here it's your house. And because it is desolate, it's their house. Desolate means empty. The Holy Spirit departed. Magnificent structure standing there, but the Lord prophesied in the very next chapter, Matthew 24, he said there won't be one stone standing here left on another that won't be thrown down. That's what was going to happen. And what does he say here? You shall not see me again until you cry. Now, that tells me something. First off, they will see him again. He is coming back. And when they see him again, they will cry, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Those that are left that come through that great tribulation which is coming and who are left alive to see him coming back on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory are going to mourn for him and cry, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, look at them now. What do you see in the Middle East? Well, let me tell you what I see. I see a nation established in 1948 by a mandate of the United Nations. And, of course, America and the Soviet Union were those that were in agreement here and established this. I personally doubt very much that anyone would do that if they had it to do over again. Why? Because the nation of Israel is a problem for the whole world, and it's a problem that will not go away. I think it's just remarkable when you think about it that there they are, this little nation, and the whole world's attention is focused on them. They have become the very center. And here we are. I mean, we're over here in America, and we think of ourselves as the nation's most powerful nation in the world. But I can tell you something. We are nothing compared to what's going on in Jerusalem right now. Because every problem in the Middle East can be traced right back to the existence of Israel. Every problem that's over there. Why can't there be peace in the Middle East? There is not going to be peace in the Middle East. Friends, I don't care how many secretaries of state go over there. I don't know who, I don't care who is sent over there to make peace or what kind of deals are brokered. There are a whole bunch of folks over there, the Palestinians, the Arabs, the non-Jews in the nations surrounding Israel, who simply have taken it into their minds to destroy this nation, and they are not going to give up. Now, if you say, well, there are plenty of nice people over there, Palestinians, who are willing to live at peace with Israel. Yeah, I know that. But they're not controlling the agenda. And all of the efforts of humans, Gentile powers, I don't care how powerful they are, to bring peace into that area, it's not going to work. And why? Because of Israel. Now, look at what Zechariah wrote. And he wrote it way back in the 5th or the 6th century B.C., around 517 B.C., and look at what we have here. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord. And the word here, once again, is Yahweh, the same one that was sold for 30 pieces of silver back in verse 11. The same one who scattered Israel. The same one who looked at this foolish shepherd and judged him. Here is the same one talking. The one, isn't it interesting? The very one who was sold for 30 pieces of silver is the one who stretched forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth and formed the spirit of man within him. He is the one who's talking. Here is the Creator. And in verse 2, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. That's what is coming. And what a picture here. A cup of trembling. And unto all the peoples, this is the nations, and what we have here is a picture of what is coming. Israel, I love you. Jerusalem, I love you. You have a wonderful future waiting, and a great, the Messiah is going to come and rule and reign. There is no question about it. But unless you have understood what's coming before then, you are not ready to do anything. You must understand something. Your Messiah was rejected and crucified. When he comes back to rule and reign, it will be the same Jesus that went away and ascended from the Mount of Olives. Way back there in around 33 A.D. And I don't care whether you believe it or not, it is the truth. And what is going to lie, what do we have yet? We yet have Jerusalem under siege. We have the nations of the world here surrounding and laying siege to Jerusalem. And that is inevitable, and it is going to happen. They are going to come up against Jerusalem. We have this very same thing in Ezekiel, the prophet, prophesied of this. It is in John's book of Revelation, and there is no question about it. And, you know, we have people out here now, and, I mean, they don't believe this book. They don't believe these words, and yet so much of it has already been literally fulfilled. Why would they reject it? They just don't want to believe it, I guess. But the nations of the world, think of them out there. Think of Russia. Think of Germany, France, England. Think of the Oriental nations. Think of the nations surrounding Israel right now. They are going to come up, and perhaps even our own nation. I don't know exactly what's going to happen with the United States of America, except I do know this, that Israel must be put in a position where they have to turn to Yahweh Elohim and cry out to him for deliverance. And in order to be put in that position, every human resource is going to be taken away from them, because that's the way people are, whether they are Jews or Gentiles. The unsaved in particular, they will try everything to fix things by themselves, and it's not going to work. And we are trying everything right now to figure out how to solve the problems in the Middle East. And you know how we're finally going to try to solve it? By wiping out Israel. That's what's going to happen. Now, to my own country, whom I love you, you know, you've heard me say on here before, I'm a direct descendant of Continental soldiers. I hate to see this, but I am telling you that right now we are Israel's security blanket. And we are the ones that are keeping them in the ball game. They are, you know, if it weren't for the United States of America, I think they'd have been wiped out a long time ago. But God's not going to let that happen. And right now, we are the ones he is using. But sooner or later, as long as they can depend on us, they're going to go on depending on us. And therefore, I hate to tell you this, but I do not see any way that America is going to continue to support Israel. Either we will turn against Israel, and I pray God not. We will be judged very harshly if we do. But either we will turn against Israel, and there are people in our government high up right now who are urging us in that direction, or we are going to take the fall and fall out of prominence and fall out of power and become some kind of second-rate power so that we are not able to protect them. Now, it's one or the other. And if what I have said here offends and disturbs you, I can't help it. It is the truth. And if you are one of those out there who are going along blindly thinking that all we have to do is elect the right people to office and all we have to do is pass the right laws and put the right regulations out there and somehow we can bring the kingdom of God on earth, if that's what you think, you are blind and you are foolish. It is not going to happen. It is not going to happen. We will be saved, all of the of Israel at least, and certainly those who are saved out of the Gentile nations, only by the Lord and by the power of the Lord. Now look at verse 2 of chapter 12 of Zechariah. Once again, I find this remarkable. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling. And look down at verse, we already dealt with that. Look at verse 3. In that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. Is that not remarkable? Is that not what we have? Think, a burdensome stone, one that cannot be borne, one that can't be carried. It cannot be lifted. You see it. Think of the imagery that we have here. Here is Jerusalem sitting there, and, you know, no one can move it. No one can pick it up. There are those who would love to, but they cannot carry it. They can't deal with it. And, friends, the nations of the world cannot and will not be able to deal with Jerusalem. They can try. But it says here, the Lord says, all that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. And the suggestion is that that is exactly what's going to happen. Now, what we are looking at here in verses 3 and 4 and on down into this, the rest of this chapter or much of it, is a war that centers in on the nation of Israel and is brought to the nation of Israel by all of the nations on earth. And how do you stand against something like that? Well, the Lord is the one who's going to do the fighting. And we, of course, we have this again. For those of you who are familiar at all with the book of the prophet Ezekiel, you will know exactly what we're talking about here. Because it's in Ezekiel that we have the prophecy given of the judgment that's going to fall on the nations Gog and Magog, who come up against Jerusalem. And we have that following the Valley of Dry Bones prophecy. You can read it for yourselves in the 38th chapter of Ezekiel, how that God will bring them down, a great company, and put hooks in their jaws, and there he will destroy these nations. That's what we're looking at here. The Lord says here, I, in that day, will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness, and I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God, Yahweh, Tzabaoth, their God. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheath, and they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even Jerusalem. Now, friends, that's coming surely and certainly. It cannot be avoided. It's one of those things that no matter what you do, I mean, you may support the United Nations. I personally don't. I think it's a waste of our time and our money. And I don't know why we ever got involved in it, except that, you know, hope springs eternal in the human breast. But they are not going to bring peace. This is what's coming. This is a war involving all of the nations of this earth, and centering in on the nation of Jerusalem, Israel, and the city of Jerusalem specifically, this burdensome stone that cannot be borne. Now, listen to me. For those of you out there, and I mean, if you're a Muslim and a Palestinian, you say that Jerusalem's your capital. You say that Muhammad ascended up to heaven on the winged horse from the Temple Mount. And you say that that's going to be your capital, and it is, the second holiest place in Islam, and so on and so forth. Let me tell you something. You are deluded and deceived. Jerusalem is going to belong to Judah. And if you don't believe it, look at verse 7 of chapter 12 of Zechariah. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day, in verse 8, shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Now, friends, the Lord is going to fight this war, and he is going to prevail. And it is just that simple. And the Lord is that same Jesus who went away. This is Doug Miller, and this is Dialogue.
Dialogue, exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.